98.1 KZE. Good morning and welcome to the Up and Running Morning Show. I'm Rick, your host, and joining us now live on the telephone is the executive director of the Woodstock Film Festival, Miera Blaustein. Good morning, Miera.
Good morning, Rick. How are you?
I'm doing great. It is that time of the year again where we get to celebrate the arts through film, through the eyes of others, and to see it all up on the screen, the hard work that directors, producers, cinematographers, actors, and everyone else behind the scenes, they put in such hard work into a feature or short film. And Miera, you have the wonderful task of sorting through all the submissions and curating the Woodstock Film Festival. Congratulations on another great festival lineup.
Thank you. It has taken months and months to do this. We received well over 3,000 film submissions from all over the country and the world, as well as went out all over the country seeking film, checking out films, talking to filmmakers. Overall, it must have been just shy of 4,000 films that we have considered. I think we have curated what should be really great, great lineup of all kinds of films from all over the country and the world. And many of them, by the way, I also write from right here in the Hudson Valley. There's so many filmmakers now who made their home in the Hudson Valley in recent years, as I'm sure you know. So it's made our work easier in terms of just highlighting the creative work by those who are right here in the Hudson Valley. Some films were actually shot here. Many films were made by filmmakers who live here full or part-time. But then again, we have films from Bhutan and from Australia and from the Netherlands and from Mexico. So, you know, we have films from really almost all corners of the world. There's a lot of wonderful stuff to choose from.
And there are some wonderful premieres and some first-time runs of films, and a lot of times at film festivals you get to see the hard work that folks spend years on making, and sometimes it doesn't get picked up or distributed by major distribution outlets. So the only place to see these amazing works of art is at a film festival, and this is one of the best, and I have looked forward to this all year long. And there are some great music documentaries and feature documentaries as well, which I'm really looking forward to. The Zombies, Joan Baez, and so much more. What are you looking forward to, Miera?
I'm looking forward to everything. There is really a lot to choose from. There are 8 live musical performances. We actually kick off the festival next Tuesday evening at the Live on Helm Studio with a film called Texas Music Revolution, and that will be followed by a full set of live performance by Keith Sutherland of the show of the 24 fame.
Wow.
He's a great musician, so he's performing the full set, which is going to be amazing. Indeed, the Zombies are performing Friday night at the Verisbol Theater. That's following the screening of the documentary about them. But we have so many other performances. We have Michael Imperioli from who you recently saw at White Lotus, and before that at The Sopranos. He has a great band, and he's performing after. We have 2 music videos programs this year at the festival, which we're showing live, and each one of them is followed by a musical performance. His is going to happen on Saturday night, September 30th at the festival. But there's a lot, I mean, for those who are fans of Kishibashi, who is a wonderful Japanese performer, we're showing a film about him and his work, and then he's going to perform live. That's going to happen Saturday afternoon at the Perisville Theater. We have classical music. They're called the Maverick Sextet, and this is a string performance. That's going to follow live another screening, another documentary screening of the film called Fioretta. And that's going to happen again at the Bearsville Theater on Saturday, September 30th in the afternoon. And there's more and more and more.
And Joan Baez.
Joan Baez is not performing.
But we're going to have an interview on Zoom.
We're going to have a live interview with her, and that is going to be fantastic. Fantastic! I can't.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a true honor to be able to see her like that and talk to her. But of course, she's not performing. She doesn't do that anymore. So, but the film about her is incredible. So, many more films. So many films. I mean, these are just the tip of the iceberg when it comes to the music part of the festival. But there's so much more to explore and experience. I really urge people to try different things, see some of the documentaries, see some of the feature narratives, see some of the short programs, go to a panel or two. There's so much going on, and it's not going to come back. It's it's happening just once at this film festival. So just enjoy it.
Yeah, well, one of my favorite aspects of the film festival is the shorts. And you have great short programs. And, well, I have a hard time finding the viewing of short films anywhere else but a film festival. So I try my best to get to a festival so I could see a lineup of great shorts, and you have some great programs. And for instance, there's family friendly animated shorts, and it runs for 80 minutes. It's about like 10 or 15 different short films, and they all look like a lot of fun.
They're all great. We have really, really wonderful animation programmers. We have gotten a lot of submissions this year, so their job was not easy. They begged me to have two programs, and I said okay. So we have one that is family friendly and one that is for mature audience.
It says not appropriate for children.
The mature one is definitely not appropriate for children, but we have one appropriate for children and families. And they're both equally innovative, amazing, funny. And so many of the animators will be there, of course, in person for the Q&A. So it's a total treat.
Yeah, I find it incredibly fascinating to get a beginning, a middle, and an end all in let's say 6 minutes. There's so much that goes into it just to get it all edited and all acted and all done in 6 minutes. So you have the complete story by the time you're done. Or maybe you're just left scratching your head going, what did I just see?
But that's either, not that bad.
No, that's not bad at all. That's fun. And that's what I love about the short programs that you have.
They're all equally great. We have great documentary short programs. We have great narrative short programs. If you love shorts, there's a lot to choose from. Come and sample different things. Be a little bold. Go to things that you don't know much about, but they look interesting or they look good. Something about it attracts you. Try it. One of the great things, as I'm sure you know, Rick, about going to a film festival is you're not doing that alone. There are other people. You talk to them. You talk to them at the line going into the movies. You talk to them before the movie starts while sitting there. You talk to them afterwards. What did you think? Did you get it? What did you and then you get to talk also to the filmmakers. Mm-hmm. So it's really quite, it's definitely a unique experience.
It's my favorite whole thing that you mentioned, all wrapped up right there by being able to mill about afterwards and either wipe tears from your eyes or laugh and talk about what just happened. And then, of course, as you said, the directors are there. And after like an incredible, let's say, Q&A, and you get to ask the questions inside you to the directors and producers, they come outside with you and just hang out. So that's a lot of fun. Then you could just kind of further politely talk to them. You don't have to bombard them with questions, but they're open. And that's the best part, is just like hanging out with them or maybe taking them out to lunch.
Hey, that's a thought. They would probably like that. I mean, honestly, the filmmakers are here to meet each other and to meet the audience. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's so important for them to get a sense of what the audience thinks and feels about their film. So the Q&As are great, and also the milling about outside afterwards, it's just as important to them. So you're not bothering them unless they're mm-hmm. rushing to something else. They want to talk to you. So don't be shy.
Yeah, and tell the folks about shows and feature films that you may want to see that are sold out, and you are told they are sold out. Tell them about, you know, the waiting.
So there's always a standby line for every single film. For instance, one of the screenings, the Happy Short, which is a local local films program, is sold out. Mm. But we always leave ghost tickets. Mm. And those are specifically for, you know, once it's sold out, for those who are in the standby line, for those who have also full festival passes, because those who have full festival passes should be able to get into anything. Mm-hmm. So we allocate ghost tickets for every single film. And all you have to do is just get there on the early side. They recommend at least 30 minutes before the film's supposed to start. Get on the standby line. And experience tells me that almost always people are able to get in. But of course, Rick, mm-hmm. I so much prefer people to buy tickets ahead of time. So
yes.
If you're thinking of going to the Woodstock Film Festival, get on our website, make some selections, purchase tickets. It will make your experience just easier. But on the other hand, if you found out about something only later and you see that it's already sold out, don't get discouraged. Come early. You'll meet a whole bunch of people who they're just like you, mm-hmm. and you'll talk to them and just wait. And very likely you'll be able to get in.
Miara, briefly tell the folks about the amazing panels you have, and that Steve Buscemi, Brittany Snow, Matthew Modine, and Mary Stuart Masterson are going to be around.
It's just one panel.
Yeah.
And that's actors who direct, and all these people, Steve Buscemi, Matthew Modine, and Brittany Snow have filmed at the festival. Brittany's mm-hmm. film is called Parachute. It's fantastic. It's her directorial debut. Buscemi's film is called The Listener, and it's wonderful. Matthew Modine has an experimental short, which is in one of our short programs. That's one great panel. They'll talk about why they are working not just in front of the camera, but also behind the camera. What drives them? What they get out of it? And each one of them is very different.
It's very cool get into the minds of these people. It's very cool.
It's going to be great. But that's just one panel, right? We have seven panels. For someone who always wanted to learn how to write, we have the screenwriter Ron Nicewarner, who wrote the amazing movie Philadelphia. And he also wrote a lot of television shows, and he has a new one coming up on Showtime. Mm. He's doing actually a masterclass, and that's going to be it's him teaching you how to write a screenplay or a television series. I mean, how great is that? Mm. We also have a panel where one of the panelists is the one and only Neil Gaiman, and they're going to be talking about. Really, they're going to be talking about the strikes, the writers' strikes, and the SAG after strikes.
Yeah.
And that's going to be really interesting. And then we have a whole bunch of other panels. Each one of them is focusing on different areas within general realm of film and entertainment. But so many of them are also appealing to the, you know, to the layperson. There's one about climate change and what film productions are doing about it and what they can do about it. So anybody who's interested, and so many of us are interested or thinking and worrying about environmental issues and what to do about it, I think that panel would be really, really great for them. So again, there are more of them. I can't talk about each and every one of them. And you don't have the time for me to do
but
just go online.
One of the best things is to visit online and to pick up the brochure, the 24th Annual Woodstock Film Festival. It's happening September 27th through October 1st in various locations throughout the KZE listening area. And Miera, I must compliment you. On the back of the program, you put the easy-to-read schedule of where the films are playing, where to go, and, well, kudos for that, because that makes things really condensed and simple to navigate where to go, where to see the film you'd like in the program.
Schedule at a glance, but Rick, everything is subject to change. So the best way to set a schedule is on our website, because if you have to change anything for whatever reason, it's not going to be on the printed program anymore, because that's already done. It's going to be on the website. So, you know, 99% everything is staying the same, but there are some exceptions.
And that is the best place to get tickets, to get all the information you need, what to bring, what not to bring, what's around, what's available. And it is a pleasure to be able to broadcast from the Woodstock Film Festival. So I'm looking forward to that and seeing your beautiful face. And we'll talk on the radio then, and we'll see what's happening. We'll get the whole vibe of the film festival to the radio waves and take it from there. So it's always a pleasure for me, and the festival is something I look forward to year after year, the 24th Annual Woodstock Film Festival. So congratulations, Miera, and all the best.
Thank you so much, Rick. I'll see you at the movies.
Will do. This is the Up and Running Morning Show on 98.1 KZE. Once again, our guest, Miera Blaustein. She is the executive director of the Woodstock Film Festival and will be a gracious host to welcome you to the events beginning on September 27th and wrapping up on October 1st. An amazing party in various locations throughout our backyard. So be a part of it. Get your tickets now so you don't miss out on some of these only to see films at this location, the Woodstock Film Festival. It's 9:27. I'm Rick. We'll be right back after a couple of messages with more great musical diversity.
The Movie House in Millerton, the Hudson Valley's go-to spot. Relax with friends in the screening lounge bar before enjoying...